I suppose it's got a, not a bad ring to it, you know. I suppose Donegal and all Ireland finalists, maybe something we haven't said over the last number of years, you know. And I suppose if somebody was to say it maybe last year, even 2 years ago, you would have looked at them in a puzzled way, you know. But I suppose that's maybe the distance we've come, you know. But we're not going to really look at the distance we've come yet until maybe the months of November and December, you know. And it's just important now that we go out here and try and perform in this final. And I suppose finals are here to be won. And
has it actually sunk in how far you have come?
No, I suppose it hasn't, you know. It's something we're not really going to look at. I think it'd be a dangerous thing to be doing, you know. There's plenty of months in the off season to be really looking at that. And you know, it's credit where credit is due, I suppose, to Jim and the management team and the players as a whole for putting in the effort and the commitment, you know. But it's a final here now. It's a final here to be won, and I think it'll be too dangerous, I suppose, to be looking too far back.
And how difficult is it to keep that focus?
You know, it's not too difficult, you know, with Jim about, you know. He keeps you well in tune, himself and Rory, and I suppose with the bunch of players that we have here at the moment now, they're very, very motivated. And, you know, with each passing game that goes by, you know, they're soon forgotten about, you know, and it's straight focus then upon to the new opposition, you know. And I suppose it was a strange week last week where we didn't really know who we were going to be playing, whether it be Mayo or whether it be Dublin, you know. So we had a week to prepare and a week to have a club game under our belts too. So as I say, it was back down to action, I suppose, tonight, and we'll be back down to action over the next 3 weeks in the lead up to the final.
And it's Mayo, not Dublin, what most people anticipate.
Yeah, I suppose it would be wrong to sit here and say who we expected to have in, you know. But Mayora side, I don't think they've got any credit or any recognition that they did fully deserve this year. You know, they ramped through Connacht. They came over a down side who we played in the Ulster final, and we know how good a side down were, and they really, really ramped home against them. And again, the last day against the Dublin side who we faced last year in the Championship, and who are all Ireland winners. And for large spells of the game, you know, they really, really had Dublin on a massive back foot. And at some stage, they were 10 points ahead, which is no mean feat. So, as I say, Mayo are going into this game on the back of experience of other All-Irelands previous years gone by. So they'll be going into the game the same as ourselves, really, really looking forward to it, and really looking to put in the wits against each other and see who comes out on top.
You're still massive favourites. I was checking the bookies this evening. I think you're something like 2-1 on, I think, and Mayo are 11-5.
Bookies, something has never really come into it. We've been... is that us? Well, bookies really have never commanded. I don't know if that makes us favourites or underdogs. Don't really understand the odds, but
massive favourites,
right? Well, as I say, when we're underdogs for games, it hasn't come on. We have a set criteria that we play to. We judge ourselves off that own performance, and they're outside distractions that the bookies are, and bookies are there to be toppled, and odds are there to be toppled, and records are there to be toppled. So I'm sure both teams will be thinking about that come 3 weeks' time.
Yeah, and there's a wild hype in the county, you know, and I'm not sure if you're aware of it, but it's going around, you know. People are talking about Sam coming to the hills. They're dismissing the Mayo challenge. How difficult it is to close that out of your mind?
There's great hype, I suppose, around the county with the colours and flags and every man, you know, singing Jimmy's winning matches and whatnot going on, you know. But I suppose it's important just to find that, I suppose, balance between, I suppose, not cocooning yourself in a room and cocooning yourself away from it, and also then, you know, that you're not overexposed to the I suppose, outside distractions. You know, it's important just to find that happy medium and you know, really go into the game and be really, really focused on the job at hand, which we know is going to be a massive proposition, and Mayo, the job at hand that we're going to have to do, and I'm sure that we'll be fully focused on that job come 3 weeks' time. And I think that's very important for us, you know, that's going to representing Donegal.
And is it difficult to keep that focus, you know?
I don't think it's difficult. You know, it's a position we haven't been in. It's an opportunity is too mad to let slip focus. So I think the opportunity is that big that the focus won't be slipping. And you know, we're making sure of that as players and as a management team.
What's it like in the Murphy household?
There's a bit of, I suppose, we're watching the game, you know, and there's a few cheers going up from Mayo, right from the father, you know. But as I say, once the final whistle was blown, I had the green and gold pinned him straight away. So I don't think he'll be getting away with supporting many Mayo teams, you know.